I suppose if we were asked which of our senses we would be most afraid to lose, probably number one would be sight, vision, to not be able to see. Your world just goes black. You cannot see anything any longer. Daytime is now nighttime. It's always dark and black. Spiritual blindness, of course, is a far more serious thing. And yet Jesus, as He tried to reach people to help enlighten them, to help them to see, performed various miracles to demonstrate to people that He was who He claimed to be, that He could lead, He could guide, He could show people the way. And one of those examples we find in John chapter 6, where Jesus heals a man who is blind. It says, "Now as Jesus passed by, He saw a man who was blind from birth." So here's a man who has never seen. And His disciples asked Him, saying, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of Him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When He had said these things, He spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva, and He anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And He said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. So here is this man, never having seen before, and he is able then to see because of what Jesus does. It's interesting the question that is asked of Jesus by His disciples. Their thought is that this man must have suffered blindness, being born blind because of someone's sin. Now, I'm not sure why they would ask the question specifically, did this man sin? Well, he's born blind. He was a baby. He didn't sin when he was born, obviously. But somehow they think maybe sins in his life caused God to decide before he was even born that I'm going to make him blind because of things I know he'll do. But regardless, they think somehow either the man has sinned and so God decided to blind him, make him blind, or his parents, maybe even before the man was born, his parents did something and this man is born blind. But Jesus says actually neither is true. But this man was born blind so that I could demonstrate the power of God. That's an interesting thought. But here is this man who is an adult at this point in time, but for all the years of this life up to this point, he has never seen. Jesus is bringing about a change in the world. He is ushering in a new covenant. And Jesus, while He is here, is working the works of His Father. And a part of His work is to bring people to an understanding of what His mission is. He came to seek and to save the lost. He came to give sight to the blind, most importantly spiritually. And He came to bring the remedy for sin. All people who live in sin live in darkness. Some people are in their sins because they're ignorant. That is, they don't know God's will. And so they do things not knowing, and so they're in spiritual darkness. Others, they know what they're doing and do it anyway. They are in spiritual darkness because not that they are blind without intention, but rather they are willfully blind, closing their eyes to the truth of God's Word, not wanting to see, and therefore they are blind. Jesus here, of course, heals this man. He mixes the clay with saliva, puts it on the man's eyes, and He tells the man, "You go wash in this pool." He goes, and it says that he comes back seeing. Notice the response of people who know him. Verse 8, "Therefore the neighbors and those who previously had seen that he was blind said, 'Is not this he who sat and begged?' Some said, 'This is he.' Others said, 'He is like him.' He said, 'I am he.' Therefore they said to him, 'How were your eyes opened?' He answered and said, A man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and I received sight. Then they said to him, Where is he? And he said, I do not know. Fortunately for us today, the one who is able to give sight to the spiritually blind has made himself known, and all can know who he is and where he is. The Lord Jesus Christ is, of course, presently at the right hand of God. He is reigning, as the Bible teaches, in heaven over the church. Here is the one who has made himself known through the Bible. We can come to know him. We can see him even though he's in heaven. And we see him through the eye of faith. We see his nature. We see his characteristics. We see the hope that he has given to us. We see the truth through Jesus, who shows us the way to salvation. There is no need for anyone today to be spiritually blind. All can come to a knowledge of the truth and have the spiritual illumination, the clarity of sight that God desires to give to all people. We can know what is right. We can know what is wrong. We can know how one must be saved. We can know that Jesus Christ established one church and we must be part of it. All of the questions that men have in regard to how to be saved and how to live, the answers are found here in this book. So that, as Psalm 119 tells us, verse 105, His Word is a lamp to our feet, a light to our path. Do we allow today God's Word to enable us to see? Hopefully we're not spiritually blind. Most of all, certainly, hopefully, we do not close our eyes to any truth that He reveals in His Word, but rather desire to know, desire to be led by God, desire even to be chastised and corrected by God. If we walked in darkness, we must say, No more, Lord, I desire to walk in the light of Your Word. Tonight, if you're here and not yet a Christian, you can turn to Him in obedience. You can believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and turn away from a life of sin. Instead, confess your faith in Him, be baptized for the remission of sins, and be then by God added to the church, to the body of Jesus Christ, and have your sins washed away. You can begin the new resurrected life tonight. But it may be that your life is not as it should be because you know in your heart there are things that need to be corrected. Perhaps there's darkness that you've been walking in and you want to come out of that and live for the Lord in the future. If that's your decision tonight, we can help you with that as we stand and as we sing.